SBS Radio.
Dahil sa patuloy na pagtaas ng gastos sa edukasyon sa bansa, parami ng parami ang mga lolo't lola na tumutulong upang mabayaran ang singil sa eskwalahan ng kanilang mga apo. Ang halaga ng pagpapadala sa pribadong paaralan ng isang batang isinilang sa taong 2018 ay umaabot sa halos kalahating milyong dolyar mula prep hanggang year 12. At maaari itong mas mataas pa sa mga malalaking siyudad. Sa kabila nito, dahil sa inaasahang haba ng buhay, nagiging tama lamang na gumawa ng kalkuladong desisyon bago gamitin ang naipon mula sa pagre-retiro. Ang halaga ng edukasyon sa Australia ay nakakabahala para sa maraming pamilya. Ipinakita ng isang katatapos na survey ng Dead Start na kalahati lamang ng mga pamilyang may anak na nasa pribadong paaralan ang nakakabayad ng singil mula sa kanilang sweldo. Sinabi ng pinuno ng Q Super, Jason Murray, na ayon sa karanasan ng kanilang mga miyembro, ang halaga ng edukasyon ay tumaas ng 44% sa nakaraang 6 na taon patungo sa 2016 base sa datos ng Australian Bureau of Statistics, at hindi nakakagulat na ang mga lolo't lola ay tumutulong ngayon sa mga magulang dahil nahihirapan na itong bayaran ang halaga ng pag-aaral ng kanilang mga anak.
We found with members between the ages of 25 and 34 that 37% found that the cost of children's education was an extreme concern. So, and that rose as you got older. So the next age group between 35 and 44, that was 44%. So clearly there is a stress there. There is a challenge there. And so putting that into perspective, the pressure on young families is very high, and that is likely to be driving people, grandparents, etc., to try and help.
Ayon sa pinuno ng BT Financial Group of Financial Literacy and Advocacy, Brian Ashenden, ang mga baby boomers ay pumipiling magbayad diretso sa singil ng eskwelahan sa halip na mag-iwan ng pera sa kanilang mga magulang para sa kanilang mga apo upang magkaroon ng karagdagang kontrol sa kung saan ginagamit ang salapi.
If you were to leave it behind as part of a will, as part of an estate, there is always the risk that it can be challenged. And so the money, it could end up, number one, going to somebody else that you didn't want the money to go to, or it could be used for a completely different purpose. And there are also some potential tax considerations coming through. So maybe not as much money will be left behind as what you originally thought would be the case.
Idinagdag ni Ashenden na kung magdedesisyon ang mga lolo't lolang bayaran ang singil mula sa kanilang naiipon mula sa isang bond o superannuation, ang pangunahing tanong ay kung gaano ang gusto nilang i-contribute sa edukasyon ng kanilang mga apo. Isa pang dapat tandaan ay ang patakaran ng pagre-regalo na itinakda ng gobyerno.
If you're in receipt of, for example, the age pension from the government, there are gifting rules that come into play. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't give them that money, but what it does mean is if you exceed the limits, which is generally it's $10,000 per year, or it's $30,000 within a 5-year period, if you give more than that money away, then that excessive amount, whilst you don't have it, it's still deemed to be an asset of yours, and it's an asset of yours for a 5-year period. And what that means is Centrelink will take it into consideration in working out what the level of age pension is that you can get.
Natagpuan ng isang katatapos na survey ng industry super fund REST na halos ikatlo ng mga retiradong Australiano ang nagbabalak na gumamit ng kanilang superannuation patungo sa halaga ng edukasyon ng kanilang mga apo. Nagpapayo si Jason Murray na kailangang tandaan ng mga lolo't lola na ang superannuation ay nakatakda para sa kanilang kapakanan sa pagre-retiro.
There is tax implications. You know, there are certain products like investment bonds or insurance bonds which have different tax structures, and they have implications and they need to be considered. So, you know, considering how the education costs can be funded long term, recognizing that there is going to be various other implications on, you know, including potentially your health and being able to make sure that you're not making a commitment that you can't endure for the long term. And if you're looking at putting money into investment bonds or other structures, who has control of that over the duration?
Ayon naman kay Ano Krishnan, isang social worker mula Melbourne, hindi lahat ay kayang magbayad ng singil ng mga pribadong eskwelahan para sa kanilang mga apo. Pero hindi ito pumipigil sa mga lolo't lolang magbayad para sa magandang kinabukasan ng kanilang mga apo habang humahanap ng ibang paraan para makatulong sa kanilang mga anak sa anumang paraan.
I think there's a perception of exclusivity in private schools within migrant communities, and they want their children to make good long-term connections, to build their networks, which the perception is that happens through private schools, which is why a lot of them end up either sending their children to a lot of tuition and coaching classes so the children will crack the private school exams for scholarship and do it. And one of the parents actually told me that the grandparents paid for the children's coaching to get a scholarship onto private school, because that was more affordable than paying for 5 years of private school fees.
Dahil isa sa limang taong may edad na labi sa 65 taon ang isinilang sa isang bansang hindi nagsasalita ng Ingles, marami ang may perang pinamamahalaan ng kanilang nakakatandang anak sa Australia. Ang mga nabubuhay sa isang kabahayang multigenerasyon ay maaaring magbayad ng singil ng eskwalahan ng kanilang mga apo kapalit ng kanilang kalayaan sa pananalapi. Nagpayo si Krishna na dapat subukan ng mga nakakatandang tao na iwasang umawalan sila ng kontrol sa kanilang naipon sa pagre-retiro.
And before they know it, if they've got 2 or 3 grandkids, it adds up to quite a bit. And then they're pretty much subsidizing all of that, because in their minds, the children have to look after them. And if I'm paying for something, then I'm doing it because it's my duty, because it's something that I want to do. Even if they are putting themselves at a financial hardship or at a financially negative position, leaving themselves vulnerable to being taken advantage of.
Dahil ang pag-aabuso sa pera ang pinakaordinaryong uri ng pagsasamantala sa mga nakakatanda sa Australia, itinaas ni Krishna ng kanyang sariling karanasan sa kanyang pagtatrabaho sa komunidad Indian sa Melbourne, at sinabing maaari silang dumanas ng ganitong karanasan nang hindi nalalaman kung ano ang nangyayari. Inirekomenda niyang kausapin nila ang kanyang lokal na sentro sa batas para sa magandang payo sa salapi at ang pagkakaroon ng bukas na usapan sa kanilang mga anak bago gumawa ng anumang pangmatagalang pangako.
So they need to start having some of those conversations with their children and not be shy off or be afraid of asking those questions of their children. Like, okay, you want me to pay $1,000 every month, but what is that for and how long do I have to pay that for? And understand that if it's $1,000 here that's coming out of their savings every month, then in 4 years' time, it's close to $50,000-$60,000 that's going to be gone. So they need to understand the implications of some of that and make decisions from a completely informed perspective.
Ano man ang maging desisyon, iminungkahi ni Brian Ashenden na timbangin ang inaasahan sa iba pang miyembro ng pamilya bago gamitin ang inyong naiipon para bayaran ang singil ng eskwelahan ng inyong mga apo.
Whilst helping out, you know, is a really noble thing that you might want to do, just be aware that as the grandparents, are you setting yourself up that there's going to be a greater expectation that you'll do it for more people than you were thinking you were going to do it for.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.